services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen-printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua. From caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, October 30th, 2023, and I'm hoping everybody had a great weekend. You know, we're off to a pretty rainy, dreary, cold start this morning. It was going to happen sooner or later, right? We had some real heat last week. It got up into the 80s during the week. That is, well, needless to say, that is very strange and unusual, but the weekend was nice. Yesterday was kind of dreary and rainy, but it was a football day, so, you know, I'm sure a bunch of you, me included, like, you know, sat on the couch and watched our favorite football team in most cases lose. In my case, they definitely lost. I'm a 49ers fan. I don't make any secrets about that. I think everybody who knows me knows that. So my 5-2 team is now 5-3 with a home game, a home loss against the Bengals. That's just depressing and ugh, makes me sad. I don't know where this is going. The season is only halfway over, and we were on a tear, but ain't so much no more. That said, you know, the Patriots, they won last week and they didn't win this week. Last week there was a lot of enthusiasm and energy around that, and this week it just turned sour again. You know, Miami handed the Pats their fifth loss this year, and or sixth loss, I don't know. I've lost count at this point, but it's turning depressing. Friend of mine is a Steelers fan. You know, his team lost yesterday. I guess, you know, my daughter is a Giants fan. Her team lost yesterday to the Jets. Ugh, to the Jets. You know, what else can I say that's depressing and sad? I don't know. Well, what else is depressing and sad is that the Seattle Seahawks, you know, my NFC nemesis in the West Coast is now miraculously on top of the NFC West. So this is going to be just a roller coaster ride this year with the football. I don't know. It's only halfway over through the season, so there's lots of hope for all of us. Just, you know, keep those good vibrations coming. Pats fans, I'll root for you. The deal is you got to root for the Niners. Look, it's a different conference. What is it? What does it cost you? Not a much. So it is a dreary Monday this morning, and I know it's just going to get colder and colder throughout the week. They're talking about like snow up north. That is something I haven't had to say for quite a while, but that's what they're talking about. Yeah, so this is the way it is, and it's going to just get colder, and, you know, so, oh well. I want to talk a little bit about United Way stuff. So last week, of course, a huge week for us at United Way. We had our very first ever, and hopefully first annual, karaoke competition. Care as a play on words, care like I care about you, C-A-R-E. I care about the community. I care about, you know, doing good for others. And karaoke, of course, is the fun thing that many of us have done occasionally, going into a restaurant or bar and hopping up to the microphone and spooling up some song and singing it out and hopefully doing it well and, you know, or just having fun. So we had this event last Wednesday evening. We ended up with a total of 15 performers on stage, couple last minute dropouts. That's all right. That wasn't unexpected. 15 performers on stage, couple hours of event. Mike Morin hosted it. We had some great judges. We had Chris Johnson from The Telegraph. We had Dean Chaloup from The Union Leader. We had Kendall Reyes of local realtor who has played professional football, and last but not least we had the mayor of Nashua, the Honorable Jim Donches. They were all judges, and they sort of set up a score for each person who came up on stage, and they were rated and ranked based on their performances, their sound, their look, their choreography, etc. And then they got a score, and you know, the winners won, right? But in the end, we're all winners, because the event ended up raising over $30,000, and that was the goal. The $30,000 goal was something that we wanted to do to put back into our community. This goes into our community chest, our community impact fund, which helps to support about 23 different nonprofits throughout Greater Nashua, organizations that are working tirelessly to make our community stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work here. So at the end of the day, a couple hundred people came. They enjoyed the show. Bunch of performers came, and they enjoyed putting on a show. And the community benefited by creating a stronger safety net. So that, to me, is the quintessential definition of a win-win. And we're very excited. A lot of work. Big shout-out to our volunteers. Big shout-out to our sponsors. Most especially, our top two sponsors, St. Joseph Hospital and Service Credit Union. They, you know, we couldn't do it without them. And last but very not least, a big, huge shout out to my colleague Samantha. Samantha is, you know, the horsepower and the brains behind the operation. I'm just like the pretty face in the front, talking into the microphone. But Samantha really made the magic happen last week. So that's what happened last week at United Way. And you know, in a couple of weeks ahead, it's going to be a relatively slower period of time for us. You know, we don't have any big events planned, but what we are gearing up for right now is our annual campaign. I want to talk a little bit about that, because I've been meeting with a lot of companies lately to talk about workplace giving. You know, the United Way revenue model is a little bit different than other nonprofits. Most other nonprofits have like a big annual gala or a big golf tournament, or they write a lot of big federal grants, that kind of thing. And of course, we do a little bit of that. As I mentioned, karaoke, that's an event. And of course, we do some grants as well. But the old-fashioned bread and butter for United Way, ours as well as most others, is workplace giving. And what is workplace giving? That is where employees, through their payroll, they are able to give a small portion of each paycheck to a cause. And in many cases, it's United Way. So we have partnerships with companies from throughout our region. And I've been meeting with their employees and talking with them about how they can, donate $1, $2, $3 from every paycheck and give it back to the community in the form of a donation to United Way's Community Safety Net Fund. And by doing that, many people who otherwise aren't, big, well-heeled donors are able to participate in the betterment of their community. What does that mean? That means that we have thousands of individuals that are giving small amounts of money back that become large amounts of grants to organizations like the Front Door Agency and the Adult Learning Center and the Boys and Girls Club, Bridges, the Dental Connection, Delta Dog, Family Promise, Stepping Stones, and many others. And they're able to spread their small donation across a lot of organizations to make a big difference. That's, a kind of a unique way of giving, and we appreciate the way employees from throughout our region participate in that. This morning, I'm going to be meeting with folks down at City Hall here in Nashua. The city and school district are big participants in our workplace campaign. Last week, I met with the good folks from Nashua Fire Rescue and the Nashua Police Department, folks from Monarch Instrument in Amherst, Eversource Energy, Eastern Bank, and others. So that's going on these days right now at United Way. That's a big push for us in November. The other thing I wanted to mention is our next big event, and it's sort of like, even I don't even know if I should call it an event, but we have Thanksgiving coming up. Of course, holidays are a big time of giving, and going into the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, that's something called Giving Tuesday. We have this let's call it gluttony of spending, which starts on Black Friday. Now, that's changed a lot over the years because of the the push to online retail. But I don't know about you guys. I remember going and queuing up, for example, at Best Buy and Kohl's and other stores for all the deep discounts on Black Friday, right? So that's still a thing, still a big shopping day, the largest retail shopping day of the year, frankly. So that happens, on Friday after Thanksgiving. Yeah, then you have Saturday and Sunday and Monday. Monday is Cyber Monday, right? That's the big online retail day. Lots of discounts across the board there. And then they have this thing called Giving Tuesday, started a couple of years ago. And I guess the idea is, if you haven't spent all of your money, then maybe slice out a little teeny tiny piece of that and give it back to philanthropy, give it back to your nonprofit of your choice. Well, we think that's a great idea. And we also think that we can do a better job at mobilizing those resources in our community. So last year, we started our 24-hour radio show. I call it the 24 Hours of Greater Nashua Greatness. And during those 24 hours, we do at least 40 to 45 interviews with local nonprofits, service organizations, volunteers, community leaders, you name it, and we talk about what's going on in the community. What is it? What's important? How can you give back? How can you become a volunteer? How can you make a difference with your donation of time or money or both? Right? Not about United Way, about the community in general. And so that starts, and we're queuing that up now. That is looking to start at 5 p.m. on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, until 5 p.m. the Monday after Thanksgiving, leading up to Giving Tuesday, and giving you some ideas about how to give back on Giving Tuesday and the remainder of the year, to be honest. So it introduces you to a lot of different people and organizations. So I'm going to start queuing up the energy drinks for myself. I do that event solo, right? So it's me and the radio station for 24 hours. If I don't, die of exhaustion, you might die of boredom. No, I'm just kidding. If I don't die of exhaustion, it's all good. And we had so much fun last year. And so that's coming up. Put it on your calendar. 24 hours of Greater Nashville Greatness starting 5 p.m. Sunday after Thanksgiving to 5 p.m. Monday after Thanksgiving. Look, I'm going to take a quick break now. We have a great show queued up for you today. We have the Salvation Army of Manchester coming in to talk. I'm guessing we're going to talk about holiday programs and giving back and, kettle donations and their Santa Fund in Manchester and other things. All things Salvation Army. And we also have with us in the studio, not for the first time, I don't think even the second time, maybe the third time, maybe the fourth time, I don't know, good friend of mine, Jesse Palmer. Jesse's going to be talking about Scare New Hampshire. It is Halloween, right? It's getting right to that. I think a lot of people are actually trick-or-treating tonight. And Scare New Hampshire is a great little nonprofit that statewide gives back donated costumes to low-income kids so that they can have a fun and exciting Halloween for themselves. Because sometimes costumes are expensive, but kids like Halloween, so it's a good thing to do. So Scare New Hampshire and Salvation Army of Manchester will be on next. We're going to take a quick break before we get to the interviews. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning. It's Monday, October 30th, 2023. You're listening to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We're here each and every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. talking with organizations from our community, nonprofits that are making a difference every single day in the lives of all of us who live and work here in the region. So I'm very excited today to have with me in the studio, I believe for the first time, actually the Manchester or Greater Manchester Salvation Army. We have with us in the studio Cullen O'Brien. Cullen's the vice chair of their advisory board. Cullen, thank you.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Glad to see you here today. Glad you found your way down here on a rainy day.
It was easy.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's just like down the road, right?
Yep.
And then we also have with us Major Colin D. DeVault. Major DeVault is the commanding officer of the Salvation Army in Manchester.
Yes, and I've been there a little over a year.
So where did you come from before that?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania. And is it Ireland by way of Erie, Pennsylvania?
It's not. Ohio.
Ohio. Okay, very good. Well, we're glad to have you in the studio with this morning.
It's great to be.
And, you know, look, the Salvation Army, interesting organization in many ways, similar to United Way in the branding, right? I think most everybody has heard of the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. And hardly anybody knows what all of the programs are and what all the things are that you do. So it's a strong brand, strong reputation, doing the most good. That's your tagline. I love that. But maybe we can dig in just for a minute or two, Colin, into all the things that you do at the Salvation Army.
Sure. In Manchester, and every community is different. We meet our mission depending on the needs of the community. And in Manchester, our primary work is the Kids Cafe, the teen night on Friday nights and Saturday nights, the summer day camp. It's really child-focused. We do a great congregational ministry. We do some work with the homeless and other financial assistance. But our youth work is our primary work.
Okay, and you do that through your location. Where are you located in Manchester?
We're at 121 Cedar Street.
Okay, so I'm not familiar with Cedar Street. Where is that?
It's right across the street from the arena.
Ah, okay, so right by the SNHU arena?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Very, very good. So that's pretty centrally located.
It is.
And so you do mostly work with youth. I do know that the Salvation Army is also well known for its holiday programs. Do you you run a holiday program up in Manchester as well?
We do. We have a toy shop that serves about 1,100 families. We also do warm clothing for 300 children, school-age children, and buy them winter clothing.
That's fantastic. And I think you do that. You do that through your Santa Fund program?
We do, yes.
So I know that there's a Santa Fund. It seems like the Santa Funds are very popular. Maybe that's something that happens everywhere. I don't know. But you have a Santa Fund in Manchester, and that's a partnership between the Salvation Army and the Union Leader.
Yes.
And other organizations as well?
There are others who come in and are part of that, yes. But it's the Union Leader who really sponsors that.
Wonderful. And the donations that people make can be monetary, I assume, or gifts of some sort, too?
Primarily, it's monetary.
Okay. And you use the funds to purchase the gifts and the clothing and that type of thing.
We do.
How long have you been doing that?
Since 1960. It actually began in a coffee shop, and I don't know which one, but the publisher of the Union Leader at the time and the commanding officer, and I don't even know who that was, were having conversation about how difficult it is to raise funds for holiday work and the Army's work altogether. And so they had The next year, they started this Santa Fund, and they raised about $1,000 in 1960. And now they're raising $150. It's been higher than that even in the past.
That's wonderful. That's incredible. And that good supports a lot of families throughout the region.
It does.
That's great work. And I appreciate that so much. You know, it's hard. I think the holidays can be a really hard time for families, you know, especially families that are struggling with the cost of, you know, food and clothing. And of course, you know, we all know about housing mm-hmm. and medical care and child care and all of these expenses. And at the same time, there's this, you know, desire. I'm not going to call it pressure. I'm going to call it desire to provide a happy you know, holiday for your kids as well. And this, mm-hmm. this really takes a little bit of that burden off, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Because when we think back to our own childhood, I mean, there's a whole lifetime of events and things that happen in our lives, experiences. But some of the highlights really are holidays.
They are family events. They are. Although I'll say in my particular case, my mother was a terrible gift giver. She was a loving mother whose memory I cherish. She has passed away, so I got to not be too sacrilegious here. But I will say that her choices of gifts were always, let's say, leaned toward the practical.
Okay.
I remember one year she gave me a really well picked out hairbrush combo set, and I'm like, "What in the world is that?"
Mm-hmm. Oh. The greatest gift my mother
but I do
gave
remember
us,
it.
Yeah. The greatest gift my mother gave us, and she was a single mother,
yeah.
On welfare, just struggling to make it, and she gave us refrigerator boxes. She went to the store and brought, I don't know how she got them home, and we cut doors and windows and things and played all winter long. And then that summer we used them as tents in the yard. And then the following year they were all beat up and we cut them up and used them as sleds.
I got to say, that reminds me of our daughter. I mean, sometimes her favorite gifts that we gave her as a child, especially as a baby and as a toddler, you know, you could really think hard, like, what can I give my three-year-old, right?
Right.
And then you bring it home, this gift, and they have so much fun with the wrapping paper and the box, and you're like, can I return the contents somehow for a discount? I don't know. Anyway, look, I want to talk to Colin here for a second. That's good.
That's Colin. Absolutely.
So, Colin, you're a volunteer.
Yes, I am.
So you're on the board of directors or the
advisory board.
Advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
And I did want to talk a little bit about volunteering, because one of the things that I know is such a challenge in most every nonprofit that I come across, at least, mm-hmm. is the challenge of recruiting and retaining really good volunteers. Now, is this a challenge for you guys at the Salvation Army as well?
Absolutely, it is. And again, no different, as you mentioned, other volunteer organizations. You're looking to find a way to reach and connect into the community. So thank you very much for having us here today.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, of course.
But with that said, coming into, and you mentioned, you know, we're in the holiday season, talking about the Santa Fund, well, don't forget the iconic Red Kettles. And with that, the volunteers to man those, to ring the bells, to stand at the locations is critical for us. No different than it is at Nashua and any other communities around the country.
I can tell you that one of those sounds I look forward to every year is that iconic ding, 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 ding in front mm-hmm. of the supermarket. That tells me that the holidays are here, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And to that point is when we are out, and I ring a great deal. I probably will do five or six shifts through the season, if not more. And you get adults, you get little kids. But last year I was at the Walmart and had this group of high school kids, and they were probably 14 or 15. They're on bikes, and they kind of rode past me, and they're kind of looking, and I'm ringing the bell, and I'm doing a thing, and then they came over, and is that your bell? How do we get to do this? And I'm, well, it's real simple. Do you have a civic group in your school? Do you have a teacher or teachers that are looking for you to do things within the community? And they went to Central High, and I said, well, then next year, we want to make sure that you guys are available, and you know, let us know. But again, the ringing's.
Key. How old do you have to be to participate as a bell ringer for the kettles?
I don't think there is an age limit.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Yeah, that you would want adult supervision.
So right. You can be like 15-year-old with your dad.
Oh, for absolutely. Example, or with absolutely. A coach or something. So like I did that. It with my kids. I started about 25 years ago, and as my kids went through, they were with me, my daughter and I, for years back in upstate New York. We looked forward to it. It was always a big thing, and then and during the college years, and then I was able to encourage them to get some of their friends and would set up so I'm at that door and they're over at that door and kind of keep an eye on it all.
You guys know how many locations there are up in the Manchester area?
We're 13 this year, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's mostly, like you said, supermarkets, Walmarts.
Walmart, Market Basket, Hobby Lobby are the key New Hampshire State liquor stores. We're there. I know there's probably a couple of other locations that aren't
Sully's
coming. Sully's, in Goffstown. The Bedford Rotary really steps up and does an amazing job for us. We're at the Mall in New Hampshire, door outside of the JCPenney entrance, I believe.
Yep.
But the key is, okay, we have 13 locations. We have 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
So that's a lot of shifts.
That's a
12
lot of
hours
shifts.
A day, 6 days a week. So that's 72 hours a day that you need to man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how long are the shifts typically?
Our goal is if we could get an entity to take a kettle for the entire 12 hours and then break that up against their volunteers. But typically when it's cold, you know, a maximum of 4 hours is pretty much what a human could stand.
Yeah.
Though the one thing, as you did mention, it is going to become colder. We all do have winter clothing. I mean, if you live in this neck of the woods...
It's true.
And I'm a skier, so I have the clothing.
Yep. And the worst for me is a day like this, when it doesn't have to be snowing. Like, this is this kind of dreary cold. Like, you get really cold, wet, damp.
And you get cold fast.
Yeah, so that's it's not necessarily the most glamorous volunteer work, but it is really, really important.
It's incredibly important, but you can make
it fun. And it is fun, too, right?
You can make it a lot of fun. You really can, again, especially if you break it up, if you're a company or a civic group and you're looking to do something. I first got started with a company that took an entire day, and we broke it into 30-minute shifts, and there were 25 of us in the office, and you signed right up, and I did multiple 30-minute shifts through the course of the day because the grocery store was conveniently at the end of the street where our office was. But again, going out there and again, when my daughter and I did it, we would sing Christmas carols, we'd hand out the miniature candy canes to little kids and that kind of thing. But on the flip side, though, I have had turkeys given to me. We've had coffee, donuts, sandwiches, because somebody comes up and goes, "Oh my, can I get you something?"
Nice.
And that too is wonderful.
Now, people can also donate these days by, I know that last time I looked, there was like a little laminated sheet, and there was like a QR code, or you can donate online, right?
Correct. You can. Yep. And the key with doing that is to make sure that you hit the Manchester zip codes.
Right.
That the money comes back to us. You can be anywhere in the world, but the key thing is where's that zip code to make sure it gets to us?
That's fantastic. So, Colin, what percentage would you say of your annual revenue comes from your kettle drive? I mean, it's a lot, I'd imagine.
I'm going to say between 5 and 10%.
Okay. Okay, not the hugest amount, but it's a pretty significant amount.
It is. We raise about $75,000 in the kettles,
mm-hmm. But it's what it's earmarked for, more than the percentage of the total budget.
Sure. Right. Okay. So what is that?
Kids Cafe.
Okay.
It supplements other programs. The major can speak more directly to that.
Okay.
It does our holiday program plus our work and ministry throughout the year.
Okay, fantastic. So the Kids Cafe, that's I believe, unique to Manchester.
It is.
We don't have that. What is that?
It's a program for about 75 kids a day who come in, some from 3 to 5, to do some after school, some reading assistance. But then at 5, they get a full meal and a hot meal, and then activities afterwards from 5 to 7. That's Monday through Thursday.
And how does a family that's interested in that learn more and sign up or get registered?
They simply come in. And, and the very first day, they don't have to be signed up, but they can sign up that day.
Okay.
And it costs them nothing.
Okay, fantastic.
It's a great program.
What's your website address?
You know, I don't know that.
I bet you though, if you went to Google and yes. typed in Salvation Army, Manchester,
right.
New Hampshire, it would come right up.
Yeah. and one of the embarrassing parts is we don't know, is because it's got pieces and parts, because
sure.
it's Salvation Army Manchester / NNE. There's a
hyphen dash yes. semicolon.
It wasn't
gotcha.
Written. It wasn't written by a user. It was written by a wonderful IT guy.
This is why I always go to Google.
I know.
I always go to Google.
But you will find us.
Yeah.
You
yes,
will find us.
Absolutely.
That
and we're on Facebook great. As well.
Fantastic. I know that because I tagged you in our Facebook stream okay. this morning. So look, great. Guys, we're out of time. Mm. I know this okay. flew right by, but I wanted to just thank you for coming in today and, you know, remind our audience there are lots of ways to support the Salvation Army. Salvation Army does some incredible work with families, with children throughout the holidays. Looking for lots and lots and lots and lots of volunteers this holiday season.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Absolutely.
So thank give you. Them a call, reach out, and connect with the Salvation Army of Manchester, doing the most good.
All thank right. you.
God thank bless. You for coming
thank
in
you,
today, and happy holidays to the two of you.
Yes,
thank you.
Happy,
same to you.
Happy holidays to you too, Mike.
Fantastic. So we're going to take our first break, or our second break, rather. And we're going to be back in the studio in just a minute with my friend Jesse Palmer, who runs a local nonprofit, it's actually statewide at this point, called Scare New Hampshire. Scare gives out costumes to low-income kids throughout the year in preparation for Halloween, which is, gee, dare I say, tomorrow? All righty. So Scare New Hampshire on just after the break.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603- 889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person.
You know today.
Well, good Monday morning. It is Monday, October 30th, 2023. It is, amongst other things, the day before Halloween. And who better to interview around Halloween than our good friends from Scare New Hampshire. Scare New Hampshire is a local nonprofit that collects and donates costumes for Halloween to kids from really throughout the state. So I have with me the executive director of Scare New Hampshire and founder of the organization, Jesse Palmer. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for the invite back this year. It's great to see you again.
It's great seeing you as well. And of course, especially great seeing you on what is for sure the equivalent of your Super Bowl, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So tomorrow's the big day.
It is.
And as they say, as you know, Santa has he's been in the toy shop. He's been building all of his toys. He's been, in your case, giving out all the costumes. The work is done, and now it's time for the party,
almost,
right?
Almost. We've handed out about 850 costumes this year, which is about 35% increase over last year.
850 costumes, and that is throughout the Nashua area or the entire state, or where is that?
Right now, we are covering Nashua, Manchester, Concord, and Rochester. And we're going to expand more next year, but again, it's all about having volunteers and the ability to get to these different cities makes a difference.
That is incredible. And where do the most of the donations come in for these costumes? Where do you get them from?
A lot of them are just local people. With the kids have outgrown them, but they're not going to wear them next year. They donate them in. We were lucky last year. Walmart and Party City donated in about 1,000 brand new costumes to us. And
wow.
We're hoping they'll do again this year. But
yeah, that's incredible. So yeah, the Halloween costumes, this reminds me an awful lot of, like, you know, prom dresses.
Right.
You know, you buy a prom dress. Maybe you wear it to your junior prom. Maybe if your mom is mean to you, you have to wear it to your senior prom,
right?
Too. I don't know. But that's about it, right? And then it's done.
Really so, is, yeah. Like I said,
so once costumes are the same, right?
Yeah. If the kids have a party at the school, you can wear it for that. And then it's Halloween night for a couple of hours and gets thrown in the closet somewhere.
And then you outgrow it. Next year, it's nothing. And so instead of throwing it away, or which I bet a lot of people do, that's probably the number one thing that people do is they throw it away, or maybe they have it as a hand-me-down for their other kids. I don't know. Instead of doing that, why not do something good with it and donate it to Scare New Hampshire?
Absolutely. We, if you really think about, you know, the cost of these costumes, you know, at $40, $45 a piece, like you said, for a couple of hours maybe, we saved people about $35,000 this year with the costumes that we had and were able to hand out. And every year it's more and more that we're handing these out. So that number just keeps going up.
That's incredible. And you're an all-volunteer organization, is
we
that
are,
right?
Yes.
Okay. So do you do anything else besides costumes? I think we might have talked about a haunted house. Do you do a haunted house?
We do a haunted house. We do not charge for people to be able to go through that. It will be open tomorrow night during the trick-or-treat hours of Halloween.
Is that here in Nashua?
Here in Nashua, 6 to 9 p.m. We actually stay open an extra hour because the line is that long.
So 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow night. That's October 31st. Happens to be Halloween.
Right. It's at 1 Cheshire Street here in Nashua, off exit 6, about 30 seconds from Nashua North.
So 1 Cheshire Street near Nashua North, 6 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, October 31st. No cost to go.
Correct.
I'm assuming that if somebody wanted to go and make a donation, you would accept that and put
it
to good.
Absolutely. We also have a raffle going right now where prizes include a 4-foot teddy bear from Vermont Teddy Bear.
Nice.
A limited edition sewing and embroidery machine and a iRobot Roomba vacuum.
Oh, that's great. That's what I need, actually.
Right.
I've never had one, but I need one of those, right? Because it's so handy.
It is. It's nice. I know a lot of people that have them. Tickets are $5 a piece, but if you want to splurge and spend the $20, we'll give you an extra ticket.
Fantastic.
We're pulling it tomorrow night after we finally close up for the season. So you know, you still have a little bit of time to get in there and buy tickets. It's at go.rallyup.com/scare, S-C-A-R-E. You can go online and purchase tickets there.
And the proceeds go to support the work you do to help low-income kids.
Absolutely.
And getting Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great. You know, I think of this a little bit like I think of the, you know, the previous guest talked about the Santa Fund and the Salvation Army and what they do to give away coats and toys during the holidays, you know, to low-income kids. This is very similar in that, you know, most people want to participate in Halloween. Right. And most families will do whatever it takes to make that happen for their kids. But sometimes that is going to stretch the budget just a little bit. And so Absolutely. Something's got to give sometimes, right? Right,
exactly. And that's the way we look at it. People are like, well, it's just a Halloween costume, but that's just the surface area, right? If you really dig into it, that costume or those couple of costumes for the family is $100 that they don't really have to spend. So if we can get that to them at no cost, then they can put that towards rent or more food for the table. You know, maybe they can get a coat this year, you know, or more winter boots or something like that for the kids. It's just otherwise wouldn't they be able to afford.
That's really a great service that you guys perform, Jesse.
Thank you.
Was this your idea?
It was. I was out shopping one day and came across a family who basically said, oh, look, there's a costume, but we can't afford it. So my son at that time had already outgrown a bunch of his costumes. So I looked around to see if there was an organization that already did this. I couldn't find any.
It's really unique. I don't know anybody. I mean, I know like there's some thrift shops that'll maybe take costumes, but that's not like a program like yours.
Right. So, yeah, we hit up 11 different locations around those cities I mentioned earlier to hand out costumes. And like I said, at this point, we've handed out 850, and we have one more that we just kind of give them a bunch of costumes they pick through, and they let us know what they took. So that number's going to go up a little bit more.
That's pretty great. Now, I imagine you're probably your busiest time of year is actually after Halloween when you're getting all the donations and having to clean them and organize them and sort them and probably by size and gender and category and who knows what, right?
Right. So last year when we did that, we had 72 totes of costumes that we had to sort out and organize. This year we're hoping to have more so we can continue to give them out.
I always try and have one trick question. You know that? When somebody comes on the radio, my trick question for you, Jesse, is what are you going to be this Halloween?
This year, we are doing a castle theme for our haunt, and I always participate in that naturally.
Nice.
So I am a necromancer. I am there to take over the castle because the king and queen have taken somebody from me, and this is my revenge. I have skeletons taking over their castle.
And your wife, what role does she have in this?
I don't want to say that part because I don't want to give that away, but she is in the haunt.
I'm sure she is.
We do have a few live actors in the haunt.
Nice.
It's actually a really fantastic setup this year. We have a water fountain as you walk in through the courtyard. Just some really great rooms that you might expect to see inside a castle with great scares. Definitely not for the little kids.
Okay. So PG-13.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's great.
But like I said, we run it, and it takes the full 3 hours because the line just backs up.
That's great. Now, have you done this before? I don't think we've got a major nor'easter in the. But you know,
2 years ago.
But you do remember, like not just 2 years ago, but remember way back when. It's got to be 10 years ago now when we had the big Snowtober, and it was just a lot. Would you do this anyway?
We do. So 2 years ago, we had that nor'easter where we had the Twisted Candyland walking trail.
Yeah.
And the nor'easter came through on the 30th and wiped everything out. So luckily I had neighbors that came down and helped us reset on Halloween so we could run it for Halloween evening. The year before that, we got a snowstorm on the 30th. So I had broken my ankle. I wasn't allowed to do much of anything. So my wife was outside shoveling the walkway of the trail so that we could have people walk through. So yeah, we did this even during COVID.
Yeah, Tuesday could not be nicer, though. It's going to be beautiful, clear skies, low of around 30 degrees. It's going to be chilly.
It's going to be chilly.
Perfect Halloween, you know, kind of trick-or-treating weather.
And in my neighborhood, it takes a good couple hours to walk and hit all the houses for the candy as well. So it's really a great time for everybody.
That's fantastic. You want to know what I'm going to be dressing up as?
What are you going to be dressing as?
I'm going to dress up as an American tourist drinking a Corona on the beach in Mexico. Because that's literally what I'll be doing tomorrow night.
Yeah, you going out? Awesome.
No, we're heading out tomorrow. Actually, tonight, going on vacation for a week. So
that's great.
But I'll be thinking of everybody here in New Hampshire when it's 30 degrees. My projection is 85 every day.
Of course. So yeah, if people are interested in helping out, we'll need to take everything down after Halloween. And we're always looking for more people to help spread the word, hand out costumes, you know, set up some of these sites and stuff.
How do people best learn more about you or connect to you?
They can absolutely go to our website. It's www.scarenh.org. all kinds of information on the website about what we do, other events that we get involved with. We do stuff year round. So.
Yeah. ScareNH.org.
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to, since you're a relatively new nonprofit and you've grown and just become more and more successful, what's next for you guys? What does the next year or two look like?
We are looking to expand further throughout the state. And we've actually had requests from people in other states to start running programs there. So Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, as far down as Florida, Pennsylvania, Tennessee. A lot of places are looking to run some similar type program because there's a need everywhere. It's not just here and there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So growth is in the future.
Absolutely. And we just got a 501c3 effective as of last fall.
Congratulations.
So now we can, get out there and do a lot more good once we can start bringing in the money and the grants and stuff.
What are your biggest needs as far as what do your volunteers do? What do you need people to do for you?
We need people who are in different communities throughout the state that can connect with different groups such as the United Way, Boys and Girls Club, other programs that are helping the community that can host us so we can bring costumes out to their community to hand out to people. So a lot of it's mostly networking and fundraising.
Okay. So, and that could be from any part of the state.
Absolutely.
In particular, probably outside of Nashua, because you're pretty well established here this point.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. I'm interested in people's personal stories. So tell me about Halloween. What is this? This must be a holiday that has deep roots in your bloodstream.
Well, I remember growing up in a not-so-affluent family. We had a lot of homemade costumes, a lot of quick throw-together type things.
Sure, I remember.
And those were still, some of the greatest memories.
Pillowcases with cut-out eyeballs.
Right, that.
I had that.
Gauze, you wrap around and now you're an accident, to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it just kind of really stuck with me that, it doesn't take a lot for these kind of things to be important. But it's important for the family to make those connections. So if this is a way to do that, we offer the costumes to kids and adults so that you can go out with your kids while they go trick-or-treating and you can feel connected, that they can feel like, oh, wow, my parents are so into this that they're dressing up too. So just draws that together for me.
But you've always been into Halloween.
I like the idea that it gives me and other people a chance to be outside who they really are.
Nice.
Those things where they're not confined to their everyday professionalisms and things like that. You can let loose and be whoever, whatever you want. Even if it's just for a couple of hours, you put it back in the closet when you're done and you're good to go. So I like that ability to just kind of let loose a little bit.
I also really, for me, Halloween also, I just like the idea of going outside and maybe meeting some of your neighbors and meeting, seeing their kids. Maybe you don't see them very often. There's a tradition in my neighborhood that there are a couple of houses that just put up a little bit of an evening social. It's not really trick-or-treating. It's just getting together with some jack-o'-lanterns and maybe a hot cup of mulled wine or something like that and just laughing a little bit about life, if you will.
Right, absolutely.
I also think Halloween is also a time when we can also reflect and say that we don't need to take ourselves so gosh darn seriously all the time.
Absolutely.
I don't know about you. All the people I hang out with take themselves very seriously.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Listen, Jesse, we're just about out of time. Again, the website was?
ScareNH.org.
ScareNH.org. And need for volunteers is great. And then there's also the Halloween Haunt. What was the address time for that as well?
1 Cheshire Street in Nashua. We're going to run it tomorrow night from 6 to 9 p.m. It's about 30 seconds from Nashua North High School towards Hollis.
Fantastic. Jesse, look, thanks for everything you do for our community. Thank you for your unique approach to just making our community a happier place. We really do appreciate that.
Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. And good luck tomorrow night at your Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're about out of time. You've been listening to the United Way Community Connections radio show. We will be back next Monday, but not with a live show because, as I mentioned during this show, I'll be on vacation, but we'll probably be replaying the show. And until next week, or frankly the week after when I'm back, please remember to be kind to one another because great things, they really do happen when we live united.